Hello, and welcome to episode one of the DLC Teacher Showcase. I'm Arlene Lowe, the instructional designer here at the DLC. I'm here with Nicole Frieden, one of our teachers at the Distance Learning Center. Welcome, Nicole.
Thank you, Arlene, for having me today. This is great.
Awesome. So let's get started by telling me a little bit about what your role is at the Distance Learning Center.
Hi, so I am a teacher, egg teacher and developer. We've also written some curriculum here at the DLC. So my story of my teaching story is I've been interning at a small town school where I got introduced with Egg in the Classroom, a resource here in Saskatchewan, where they had a pilot group of teachers teaching a resource called Feeding a Growing World. I was really instantly engaged with this resource. I found students from the small community were really interested in learning about agriculture. So from that, I went into my first contract where I taught a grade 5-6 classroom. So I started out my teaching experience in a grade 7-8 class where I did my internship in a small rural town in Saskatchewan. From there, I was piloting some resources for Egg in the Classroom called Feeding a Growing World. The resource focused on education around food security and different resources associated with that. My students in the grade 7-8 class, who are hard to engage, were extremely engaged in the lesson. So from there, I knew that Egg in the Classroom produced some really good resources. From there, I went to my first contract where I taught a grade 5-6 class in another rural community. Same thing, we involved a lot of Egg in the Classroom resources, including making pizzas in the class where we connected all the ingredients from a pizza into different pieces of agriculture and where they came from and tracked all the ingredients. From that contract, I went into a special education resource teacher contract. With that contract, I worked with learners with a variety of needs throughout the school between K to 6. Students there, we also worked on with agriculture resources because Egg in the Classroom has a lot of hands-on resources. Those students were able to have an opportunity to get their hands dirty and work with something that they were able to manipulate and learn from in a different way. After that, I came to the DLC as a student support teacher, where I did the same role, but in an online environment that was a little bit more unique and engaging. But because Egg in the Classroom also had all these different resources, we were able to send them out to our online learners that are learning in remote areas of Saskatchewan. From there, I was contracted with the DLC as an egg teacher and developer. We also wrote the curriculum for Agriculture and Sustainable Food Production 10 and 20. And here we are. We are developing a variety of agriculture high school courses at the DLC.
My goodness, Nicole, you come with all sorts of fabulous experiences. Now, this school environment is certainly a different setting than what you're used to, you know, having been a face-to-face teacher in a, you know, a face-to-face classroom with, you know, real-life students in front of you. So now being in an online school, can you tell me a little bit about how you're able to connect and build relationships with your online students?
Absolutely, Arlene. It has definitely been a challenge and a barrier. When you take away that face-to-face interaction, you have to learn different and unique ways to get around that. In our Agriculture and Sustainable Food Production 10 class, we've involved the use of blogs and forums in the class. This way, students are able to make connections about a variety of different learning opportunities that we're using, share pictures, comment on each other's blog posts, and I'm able to also chime in and share my experiences and share my blog posts with them. So it's a good way to interact with all the students without needing to be in a face-to-face environment. We've also incorporated Twitter into our Egg and Sustainable Food Production 10 class. Students were given kind of the assignment at the beginning of the year to share what's happening with them on their farms or in their farming communities or anything to do with agriculture. And then we created a contest. And for those who are actively involved on Twitter, they receive a $25 gift card to Indigo. So it just increases some engagement and there's a little bit of a competition aspect to it. We also take the time to email and phone all of our students multiple times throughout the semester so that they have as much support as they need for the course. Some students require more than others, and for those students, we offer Skype or face-to-face or Skype or Zoom phone calls. So that's an opportunity that our students can have. One thing that we're going to that we've done that's been really fantastic is showing up at other face-to-face events like Agribition in Saskatchewan. We had a group of teachers go down and connect with different students that were going to be at Agribition anyway, and this is a great way just for a student to have an interaction with their teacher and understand that, you know, their teacher isn't just a name behind a email address online. So it gives the students a good opportunity to get to know us a little bit better. Another event that we are planning for February 12th, which is Canada Ag Day, is called the Farm to Plate event.
It's wonderful to hear that you look for opportunities to meet, you know, face-to-face to connect, you know, with your students in addition to how you're interacting online with them. Food to Plate event, that sounds exciting. Tell me more about what is happening on this 12th of February in Saskatoon.
Absolutely, Arlene. So the Ag and Science Department at the SunWest Distant Learning Center are teaming up to put on the From Farm to Plate event. What this means is we are going to be cultivating a conversation between our students in the Ag and Science world about agriculture, science, and food. Food is such an awesome thing for us to surround because there's so much science in food and there's so much culture in food and there's so much learning that can happen around food, and food gets people excited. So we decided that this opportunity would be a fantastic event for our students to connect. So what the day looks like is we're going to be heading in to Saskatoon on February 12th, which is Canada Ag Day. We are going to be doing a food science lab at the university in the morning, where students are going to be making root beer and making their own gummy bears. So it's a good opportunity for kids to have a real hands-on learning experience and talk about science and talk about food. After that, we are going to head over to the Star Egg production plant in Saskatoon. We are going to be doing a tour there and connecting with Sean Hellman about the production practices that they follow at Star Egg. Following the Star Egg tour, we are going to be continuing over to the local kitchen in Saskatoon and doing our From Farm to Plate event. The students will be working with a local chef and creating a dish that focuses on five key ingredients that are found local to Saskatchewan. They're going to be working with a nutritionist, a food scientist, a farmer, and a chef to create an awesome balanced plate that focuses on health, agriculture, science, and creativity.
Sounds like an amazing and engaging day for our distance learning students. I can't wait to hear all about it, truly. So what's next for you at the DLC? Are there future projects or new courses or new students that you'll be teaching?
Yeah, so the Ag and Sustainable Food Production 20 course is going to be developed next semester, which is February to June of 2019. And we're hoping to have it launched for September of 2019. After that, we're going to work on redeveloping some of our current agriculture courses like the Cal-Calf 10, 20, and 30 and the Field Crop 10, 20, 30.
Fantastic. Well, all the best with your future projects and events, Nicole. Thanks again for sharing a bit about what life is like as an online teacher.
Thank you very much, Arlene, for having me today. This has been awesome.